Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Watch Church Gospel Radio Station, where we come to praise the Lord. Lord's the word to be praised. Amen. It's Thursday. Our gospel music, Bible scripture tonight. We'll have our praising music and word from the scriptures, the Bible. We'll have scriptures from Old and New Testament prayer. And we will start having church. Testament comes from Psalm 31st, Psalm 9 to 18 verse. Psalm 31st, chapter 9 to 18 verse. And it reads, "Be merciful to me, Lord, for I'm in distress. My eyes grow weak in sorrow, my soul and body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years are by groaning. My strength fails because of the afflictions, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am utterly content of my neighbors, and an object to dread to my closest friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten as though I were dead. I have come for I hear many whispering care on every side. You, Lord, I say, You are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from your hands to my enemies, from those who pursue me. Let my face shine on your servant. Save me as an unfailing love. Let me not put to shame, Lord, for I have cried out to you. And let the wicked be put to shame, and the silent in the realm of the dead. Let your lying lips be silenced arrogantly against the righteous. Old New Testament comes from Mark 8, chapter 1 through 9 verse. Mark 8, chapter 1 through 9 verse. And it reads, during those days, another large crowd gathered. Since they had nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion for these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them hungry, they will collapse on the way because some of them have come a long distance. His disciples answered, well, where in this remote place can anyone get enough bread to feed them? How many loaves do you have? Jesus asked. Seven, they replied. He told the crowd to sit down on the ground. When he had taken the 7 loaves and given thanks and gave them to the disciples to distribute to the people, and they did so. They had a few small fish as well. He gave thanks for them also and told disciples to distribute them. The people ate and were satisfied. After disciples picked up 7 baskets of broken pieces that were left over, about 4,000 were present after he had sent them away. May God bless you, His word. May we pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the men bestowed upon us. We thank your families. We thank you for guiding us to this world. All trials and tribulations. Guiding us the way that you want us to. We ask you to look for the set in and all needs your prayer. Know us as we look to you and you and us, all things will be blessed. Lord, we thank you for waking up this morning, touching the finger of love, having us do things you want us to do. In all things, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's start out with our music. My gospel. Thank you.
to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song's for you.
Today's a new day. But there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day.
The scriptures Testament comes from entirety of Psalm 13 chapter. 13 chapter of Psalm. And it reads, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look on me and answer, Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes, or I will sleep in death, and my enemy will, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice when I fall. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's Prayer, for he has been good to me. New Testament comes from Luke 7 chapter 36 to 48 verse. Luke 7 chapter 48 verse. And it reads, one of the Pharisees asked Jesus to eat with him. So Jesus went into the Pharisee's house and said to him, a sinful woman in the town learned that Jesus was eating at the Pharisee's house. So she brought an alabaster jar of perfume and stood Jesus' feet to cry. She began to wash his feet with her tears, and she dried them with her hair, kissing them many times and rubbing them with the perfume. When the Pharisee who asked Jesus to come to his house saw this, he thought to himself, he would know that the woman touching him is a sinner. Jesus said to the Pharisee, I have something to say to you. Simon said, teacher, tell me. Jesus said, two people owe money to the same bank. One owed 500 coins, the other 50. They had no money to pay what they owed, but the banker told both of them that they do not have to pay. Which person would be loved the banker more? Simon the Pharisee answered, I think it would be the one who owed him the most money. Jesus said to Simon, you are right. Then Jesus turned toward the woman and said to Simon, do you see this woman? When I came into your house, you gave me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You gave me no kiss of greeting, but she gave me kissing my feet since I came in. You did not put oil on my head, but she poured perfume on my feet. I tell you, her many sins are forgiven. So she showed great love, but the person who is forgiven only a little love will only get a little love. And Jesus said to her, your sins are forgiven. May God bless you, use his word. Have some more gospel music.
moment.
Lord, give me you.
Amen. Lord will help you through your problems. It's just amen. We have second round of verses. The Old Testament comes from Genesis 45th chapter, verse to 8th verse. Genesis 45th chapter, verse to 8th verse. And it reads, "Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants. And he cried out, 'Have everyone leave my presence.' But there was no one with Joseph when he had made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am Joseph. Is my father still alive?' But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified. And Joseph said to his brothers, 'Come close to me.' When they did, had done so, he said, 'I'm your brother Joseph, the one you sold to Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be plowing and reaping. But God sent me ahead to preserve you, a remnant of earth on earth, and save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, the Lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt." New Testament comes and it reads, "This is how the birth of Jesus the Messiah came about. His mother Mary was pledged to be married to Joseph. But before they came together, she was found to be pregnant through the Holy Spirit. Because Joseph, her husband, was faithful to the law and yet did not want to expose her to the public disgrace, he had in mind to divorce her quietly. But after he had considered this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, 'Joseph, son of David, take Mary home as your wife, because what is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins.' All this took place to fulfill what the Lord said through the prophet, 'The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and they will call Emmanuel,' which means God with us. When Joseph woke up, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took Mary home as his wife." Here's the word. No more gospel music. Amen, amen. Praise God. Our last set of scriptures come from New Testament, Luke 10th chapter, 25th to 37th verse. And it reads, on one occasion, an expert in the law stood to test Jesus. Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbors as yourself. You have answered correctly, Jesus replied. Do this, and you will live. But he wanted to justify himself. So he asked Jesus, and who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, a man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happening to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. He sent a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put that man on his donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day, he took out two denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any other extra expense you have made. Which of these three do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in law. Why? The one who enters. Jesus told him, go and do likewise. May God bless you as his word. Amen. I don't know about you, but I have some church tonight. Next week will be our season 14 finale. Until next week, may God bless you and God keep you.
Two men were talking. Both of them were Christians, but one had backslid. And they'd gotten into a conversation. Slider was complaining because everything had gone wrong for him. The Christian was trying to encourage him. And in the conversation, it went something like this. Sometimes, no matter how strong you've been in the faith, things will go wrong for you. I just want to leave this with you tonight. This is what they were saying. They say you've been sick. Just two folk having a conversation. The Christian said, tell me about it. Tell me about it. Thank you. not only am I sick, but I'm in trouble.
Sick, you're in trouble.
The Christian said, tell me about it. The man said, I gotta go to court. He said, you're going to court.
Thank you.